My name is Katsuyo Lelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Anna L. Sains, A-N-A, middle initial L, last name S-A-I-N-Z. This dictation was done on October 13, 2022. Number one. Chronic kidney disease stage 4. This CKD is likely related to loss of renal mass, secondary to right renal cell carcinoma status post right nephrectomy, as well as partial left nephrectomy, period, as well as nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent labs reveal stable kidney functions with BUN of 44 from 44, creatinine of 2.4 from 2.4, and eGFR of 21 from 21. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, which has also remained relatively stable, with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 1.4 grams from 1.0 gram. And urine protein to creatinine ratio of 2.3 grams from 2.3 grams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and she denies any urinary symptoms, period. The electrolytes have remained relatively stable, with a mildly elevated serum phosphorus level of 4.6 from 4.4, period. The patient is to monitor her intake of foods high in phosphorus to prevent further calcification, period. The most recent CT of the abdomen, hello. The most recent CT of the abdomen dated 6/27/22. Reveal a stable post-op appearance of the left kidney with cortical nephrocalcinosis, as well as stable nephrectomy bed with no masses in the right kidney, in the right space. There is also evidence of a 2.2 centimeter left renal cyst, which is which has not significantly changed since the prior study. Period. The patient is being monitored closely at the National Institute Health of Health in Bethesda, B-E-T-H-E-S-D-A. In Washington, period. She has an upcoming appointment with them, period. We will continue to monitor. The next line is hypothyroidism with very low TSH of less than 0.005 from 0.006, period. The patient denies any symptoms such as depression, nervousness, diarrhea, or palpitations, period. We adjusted her levothyroxine from 125 micrograms to 112 micrograms, one tablet daily, period. her free T4 was elevated at 2.63 from 2.58. Period. We will repeat the thyroid panel, and the patient is advised to follow up with her PCP for management. Period. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Unfortunately, due to the advancement and the kidney disease, we cannot start the patient on mineralocorticoid, Kerendia, or SGLT2, Farxiga, or Jardiance. Period. We will continue to monitor. She is very compliant with her recommended diet of plant-based foods. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 148 over 85. Period. The patient is euvolemic, EUVOLEMIC, and weighs 156 pounds today. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, left single kidney, status post partial left nephrectomy and right nephrectomy due to renal cell carcinoma. Period. She follows with the National Institute of Health in Bethesda and Washington. Period. Next line, GERD. She takes Protonix 40 milligrams, 20 milligrams, one tablet in the morning and one tablet at night for severe acid reflux. Period. We discussed the effects of the Protonix on the kidneys and will closely monitor her renal functions. Period. If there's any deterioration in her renal functions, we will consider adjusting the Protonix or discontinuing it and adding famotidine instead. Period. Next line, osteoarthritis. The recent bone scan completed on 9/9/22 reveals degenerative arthrosis of the left wrist, both hands, bilateral shoulders, bilateral knees, left ankle, bilateral forefoot and midfoot, forefoot and midfoot, and fifth lumbar vertebra. There is no evidence of the distant metastatic disease. Period. She controls her pain with tramadol and Tylenol. Period. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Next line, psoriasis, which is stable. Next line, metabolic acidosis, stable on sodium citrate. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.